Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Here's another Jack and Dean podcast on Joy 94.9.
You are with Jack and Dean for the Tuesday drive home on Joy 94.9.
Yes, and a very important day is coming up, Dean.
Should I circle it in my diary?
Yes.
Should I say what day it is? Next Tuesday.
It's a birthday. Yay. I actually hate my birthday, but it doesn't matter. Because believe it or not, I think we both feel the same way.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, this comes to a shock to everyone. We both actually don't like being the centre of attention.
I know, it's weird, isn't it?
I love going out, love having a dance, love celebrating someone else's birthday, love having a party. Yeah. I just don't want it to be mine.
Yeah.
Because then I have to be hosty. I've got to make sure everyone's okay.
There's so much pressure.
So-and-so's coming from a dinner, so then I have to wait for them, and then they're going, do you want to get food? No, you never go to dinner with more than six people. How can you possibly talk about the same thing? I don't like it.
But also, like, the speeches happen after dinner or, like, after the cake and stuff. I want to drink all the way through dinner. I don't want to keep myself nice and...
Do you have speeches every birthday?
My birthday is coming up, so it's kind of a big one.
Oh, it is a big one.
And if I was to have a party, there'd be expectations that there'd be, you know, speeches and things.
I know, and then I'd be like, this party sucks. But anyway...
Let me go. You can't just leave your own birthday.
And every year my mum asks me what I want. And every year I say, no, thank you, I don't want anything. Because I don't. I don't want for anything. My parents worked hard to have what they have. Yeah. I've been working since I was 14. Why do I deserve anything? I don't know.
Something nice, something little.
Oh, it's never something nice. It's always something weird that makes me go, oh, you don't know me at all.
I'll just put that over here.
Oh, you shouldn't
in
have.
In this cupboard where you'll never see it ever again.
It's like in... Wayne's World. Why would I want a gun rack? I don't even have a gun. Anyway.
So speaking of presents, my mum, whenever my mum travels, she always brings back a fridge magnet for me. Places that she has been to that I have not.
See, that's the thing.
What is that about?
Is that for me?
Yeah,
or for you?
Yeah.
But no. And some friends you don't see often for many reasons. They're off having families and whatever. Yeah. They live far away, proximity, you know. Things change, the ebb and flow, and you don't see them. They don't really check in on you or anything, the single one. That's fine. And then they're like, oh, here's this present. I'm like, I'd actually just like you to get a coffee with me regularly and be my friend.
That'd
do you know
nice.
What I mean? Don't just give me this expensive thing.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Nothing I want can be, you know, valued with money.
I've noticed, though, a lot of people but some people on social media are now doing this thing about donate to a cause. So don't give me a gift. Donate... to a farm in Africa or
it's like, mate, I wasn't going to give you a gift anyway. Why am I going to donate to your cause?
But it's kind of a nice thing, if, you know, rather than spending money on a gift that I don't really want, how about you donate to something that can add value to someone else's life?
Look at me, I'm so... I don't know. I also hate it.
Yeah.
No.
No?
I don't like it.
I'll take back the goat that I was going to give you for your birthday.
Take back the goat.
Take back the goat.
It's that time again.
Dilemmas of an almost middle-aged gay white male.
Yes.
Nobody knows how hard it is for us white fellas.
What's happened now?
Well,
what have
look,
you done?
I went shopping the other day to buy some new underwear.
Oh,
nothing
great.
Too fancy, nothing too
really?
Fancy. Really? Excited. Just normal, you know, jocks.
Mm.
But I got them home and the stuff was in the washing. Yep.
Mm.
So I thought, new pair of jocks, I'll just put them on.
Ah, straight on without washing first.
Well,
you're meant to. Not that anyone's trying them on. I think because maybe you don't know how long they've been there. Maybe someone's been rubbing them in the store.
In the store. Like, but nobody's trying them on in the store.
Yeah, but maybe it's like dust. What about dust? What about scabies?
What about dust?
Well, you get a dusty bum. You little dusty bum.
You're going to get a dusty bum.
You might.
From underwear that I bought from a shopping centre.
Who knows? Well, what about... You might get
some. So do you wash your jocks before you wear... Do you wash your jocks? I'm sure you wash your jock. But do you wash new underwear before you put it on?
Or new clothes in general?
Well, like new pyjamas. If you bought new pyjamas, say, would you wash them first?
They're so soft, though, and the washing machine ruins them.
Right?
I'm saying this, but I don't wash anything, even after I use... No, it's true. I did washing today. I think you're meant to.
You think you're meant to?
I don't know. Oh, definitely if it was from a second-hand store.
But I think with underwear, if you're buying it fresh off the rack...
Yeah.
No one's tried it on in the shop.
No.
I think it's a pretty safe bet no one's tried it on in the shop.
Yeah.
And a bit of dust on your, you know, dusty bits. I don't think that really matters.
What if it gets, like, the dye? What if it runs? I don't know.
What's the dye run? I don't know. What if it's a bit of a jocks? But I don't know if you're supposed
I think it's okay. I think you're supposed to.
Yeah.
But I don't either.
You are with Jack and Dean for the Tuesday Drive Home on Johnny 4.9. Now, we put the call out.
Yes.
I was just saying how I bought some new underwear recently, mm-hmm. and I got home and I put them on. Didn't wash them first and didn't wash them where. I just wore them, then I washed them later.
And I admitted that I do that too.
And I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
And we just put the call out. Is that what you do as well? And apparently no.
We're alone here. I think we're alone now.
We got a message in from Anonymous. You must wash everything new. Sheets especially.
!!
Thank you. And Daniela said...
Yes, there are chemicals in the fabrics.
Yes.
Wash your new undies.
That's what I was thinking.
Chemicals.
You got to get a dirty doodle. And then Nate has said, I wash everything. You don't know where it's come from, how it's been transported or stored or for how long, which is very true. Like, it's usually in the dusty cardboard box and that's rubbing against your undies and rubbing against your box.
But look, I get the thing about sheets, though.
Yeah.
I get with sheets, I would wash sheets before I put them on the bed and roll around in that. I think we've hit a nerve.
Yeah, the proverbial phones are lighting up.
They are lighting up. Now, we were talking earlier, Dean's dilemma, dilemmas of an almost middle-aged gay white male, because no one knows how hard it is for us white
fellas. Very hard life.
Oh, white boys have it hard. Maybe. But recently bought some new underwear off the rack.
Yep.
Got them home. Put them on.
Put them on.
Didn't wash them first.
Put them on.
Somebody said to me, you should wash them first. I said, should you? Like, I get sheets. I get that you'd wash sheets first, but undies... Out of a packet? Off
undies
the
are the sheets of your pants. I was like, I'm not sure.
On 0427 Joy 949. And as you say, the boards are lighting up.
Join the conversation. A very close and personal, well, close in proximity also, lovely Matt from World Wide Wave has said, yes, you must wash pre-wearing. These things come across in like rat-infested container ships and you want to cuddle up in it? What a dirty show.
He knows us so well.
We're getting slaughtered.
Thanks, Matt.
But yeah, I don't want you get rats on your...
Oh, Nat from Heidelberg, he's back with more.
Oh, Nat.
In the words of Sandra D, you don't know whose filthy paws have been on your silky drawers.
Take your paws off my silky drawers.
Would you pull that trick with a net?
And someone else has said, I never wash new stuff. It will need washing after I've used it. I'm a grot.
But I agree with that.
I love it.
You're going to wash it eventually.
But I think it's the argument of there's chemicals, there's dust. You can get dust mites, which I'm allergic to, along with everyone else. Dust, anyone? No, dust. And then we've had another one, Dean.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
What's your name?
Hello.
What's your name?
Don't know.
But hello. Always wash any new clothes. They have chemicals from dyeing.
Yes.
They also have been through many pairs of old lady hands whilst being made.
Pardon?
There's a bit of judgment in that. Quality inspected and packaged. Oh. Those ladies did not wash their hands before working in another way. How do you know that? Allegedly.
You don't know.
Allegedly.
Is this an inside scoop from an underwear lady
factory? I'll let the informant know.
Oh, this is on... This is for us. You're not alone. I never washed before wearing. No issues. They're wrapped in plastic, so what does storage and trans time matter?
I agree. Thank you.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.